Hi everyone, it is Monday. It's not Monday morning. I was about to say it's Monday morning. It is actually Monday afternoon now in Los Angeles. It is 1:21 p.m. I hope everyone out there had a fantastic weekend wherever they are. Sorry for my kind of slow update today. I normally like to do a bit of an update on a Monday morning, which I think is generally a bit more of a time, which is quite interesting for people because it's the big change from the weekend of enjoying your own personal life, going into what am I going to be doing this week, and the shock of getting into the office and recovering into that work environment. But really had a great weekend. My best man, a guy called Guy, who's a London DJ and actually creates a lot of his own music now. Really exciting actually career prospects for him. We were talking about over the weekend, but he visited LA and is heading off to Burning Man, is headed to Burning Man, so he'll be there now. So it's great kind of showing him our life, kind of what my wife and I have created here in LA and in Venice specifically. And I think he really liked kind of the lifestyle because it's very different from London, where we kind of grew up and went to boarding school together just outside London. So really enjoyed spending some time with him. Spent some time with some of our friends, got a couple of surfs in, which was awesome. Also got one in early this morning, which was actually really great. It was kind of not looking great on the cameras when I left, took a bigger board out, not a huge amount of people in the water, and a huge amount of seaweed actually just landed actually on the beach. So that was good. And they actually just caught some really fun waves. They're up on our Instagram story right now, if you guys like that. Probably won't be updating anymore because obviously we have LA Mansion tours tomorrow. And so I need to save some space for some of that content on our story. Got some good waves, actually headed off to a couple of showings. I had a friend who is looking to lease somewhere in Venice. He's kind of been going between places to lease for actually a while now, and he's actually renting an Airbnb in the area, which, as I'm sure many of you know, is very, very expensive in the markets that we work in. So showed him some properties, but anyway, got some more just administrative work to do today, planning LA Mansion tours, and have a whole bunch of stuff planned for this week, including some updates on our Facebook marketing campaign that we've got some really interesting and clever ideas for. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll be back with another update tomorrow, and hopefully we've just seen some incredible massive homes at very high price points in Bel Air, Beverly Hills and Los Angeles, and you guys can see what it's like for the top 0.01% of people in human beings to buy and live in these homes. Hope you guys are good. Speak soon. It's Tuesday. Had an awesome day today. Hope you guys did as well. Actually spent the day obviously doing LA Mansion tours. Had a showing this morning in Venice at 9:30 with a close friend and client. It was actually just for a lease listing on Palms Boulevard. It was about $6,500 for a 3-bed. Went well. He actually quite liked it. He's seen another property that he does also like as well. So we'll find out if one of those are of interest shortly. And if we're writing an offer, we probably want to get that in fairly quickly. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. Then headed up to Beverly Hills. Obviously went off on LA Mansion tours. Had a fantastic day. Saw four incredible properties ranging from, I believe, about 15 million all the way up to 22 million. So if you guys want to see what those look like, we're in the process at the moment of uploading those to our Instagram story, Hutch Johnston. Let us know how we can improve, as always. And actually, there are some incredible finishes. I think last week we had a look at some dated, very expensive properties that would still take a lot of money to put into what most people would think it would cost. But these ones actually were very impressive to the camera lens. So I'm hoping you guys will like that content a lot. Had a surf this morning as well. Completely forgot to say that. It was a bit of a weird one because it was looked like the waves were worse than yesterday. And they were, because there were less consistent waves coming through. However, managed to get a couple of absolutely awesome waves at the end of the day, so it was definitely worth going out, and I think I'll be out tomorrow morning before heading up here for a coffee as well. Right now anyway, I'm heading up to Venice. Unfortunately, my wife just gave me a call and our dog George is freaking out a little bit. It seems like he's injured his leg or done something where he's just screaming and won't put weight on it, so kind of having to maybe take him to the vet to potentially get an x-ray or to look into like what's wrong with him in that way. So I'll keep you guys updated there as well, because obviously he's our open house dog George and I'm really hoping that there's nothing wrong with him. But we will know shortly. But anyway, heading back up here, as I said, for a coffee meeting tomorrow morning after a surf. Dave is doing a showing right now, so hopefully that goes well. I may have a showing that he's also lining up for me tomorrow as well. So we are busy. It feels like that kind of August lull has kind of ended. ended and we're going back into sort of full steam ahead mode. But I'll keep you guys in the loop there as well. Anyway, any questions, as always, reach out to us. Hopefully you're liking our podcast and what it is like in the day-to-day of an agent at the moment. But I've got to go and rescue our dog or figure out what is wrong with him. Hope you guys are good. Speak to you soon. So it is Wednesday. Beautiful, beautiful day in LA. Woke up this morning and actually didn't go for a surf. Had a great breakfast meeting with a really close kind of mentor colleague, a guy called Mark Rutstein, who actually we started with when I first started my LA real estate career almost 3 years ago. He was based in at Partners Trust in Beverly Hills and kind of made a big effort actually to get to know me in my early days, which made a big deal to me. Took me on Caravan for one of the first times to see some properties. So I will always remember him, but he actually ended up leaving our brokerage when it was bought by Pacific Union and joined Compass a couple of months ago. So about 9 months ago now. At that point, it was very sad to lose him. However, we've now been bought by Compass. So he kind of left a brokerage that is now kind of following him. So it was very interesting just to kind of get his take on what Compass is, what it's like to do the day to day, how the processes work differently from what we've got at the moment. And actually, I think we're quite excited about what we will be entering into over the next couple of weeks. They came out with the official announcement today that Compass is buying Pacific Union. Obviously, it was a leak, and we got it confirmed inside our office by our management that was what was going to happen. But I think it's become public today. So very sort of exciting or changing news. It's a bit weird for us, obviously, moving from one brokerage to staying in one brokerage, that brokerage changing or being bought by another brokerage twice in a 9 month period. And so we're going to have a lot of business cards, a lot of different open house signs, and it will be a little bit of a change going into what we are now going to be, which is going to be, I think, the biggest brokerage or the second biggest brokerage combined in the LA area, which will be definitely quite exciting. But also, I'm sure there'll be some things that we're not as keen on it in the early days, and we'll work that out as we go through it. So I'll keep you guys updated on this podcast. Had an awesome LA mansion tours, as I took you through yesterday. Saw some really, really great properties. So I've been uploading those to our Instagram story at the moment. So if you guys have an opportunity, check out Hutch Johnson on Instagram and let us know what you think of the LA mansion tours, where actually, like, we take you through the house, then we get you to guess the price, and then we'll tell you what the price actually is and what it is listed on the market for. So hopefully that is quite interesting. We're trying to actually play around with some new different things where actually you can guess the house price and also rate the house, just to give it an idea of sort of how much you like it, because I think actually that's quite interesting as well, just engaging with the rest of the community and seeing how people think, what the people think about the house through our lens on a mass scale. And obviously that actually helps us with our sort of marketing and targeting a lot as well. So we're doing a lot on our Facebook at the moment. I'm referring some business out to other parts of California right now, and actually that's going really well, so I'm very, very excited about that, and I'll give you guys an update there soon. On top of that as well, we're looking at a couple of new lead companies to potentially bring in some good leads for us. So I'll keep you guys updated. If you ever have any questions about our experience with certain lead companies, what we think of them, definitely reach out to us. We'd love to share what we've learned so far, and we would, you know, not expect anything in return for that, because we've done that over the last year, is kind of trial and testing a lot of things, because we're not kind of set in our ways in any way, and we know the world changes on a daily basis. So one company that can be great 1 minute could be awful the next, and the other way around as well. So we are definitely trying to keep in sort of touch with that, as well as keep a lot of control and kind of build out our own way of generating business, so that we're not at the mercy of one of these companies if they make a bad decision. But if you guys have any questions on that, let me know. Anyway, David's actually heading off to New York tomorrow. He's got engagement parties, which is very, very exciting. Our dog, unfortunately, was in the vet last night, kind of weirdly, like, fell off the sofa, or we don't really know, because my wife was upstairs at the time, but started yelping, and now is he's not actually really in a cast. He had some blood taken, so he's got a little bandage around one of his legs, but seems to be walking okay now. They kind of thought he may have dislocated his knee, may have torn his ACL, or potentially pulled a muscle. I'm hoping it's pulled a muscle, and it's looking more and more that way, because he is just kind of putting some weight on it and walking around slowly. But hopefully George feels better soon. So I've got to look after him. Got a couple of showings as well this weekend. Dave had a showing this morning. He actually is writing an offer at the moment for a lease at $4,100, I believe, is the offer we're putting in on a $4,300 lease. So it'll be interesting to see if we get that agreed for him. We have some other opportunities as well coming up quite soon. And actually, I've got some for sale listings that I will be showing as well later in the week. So I'll keep you guys updated. But hopefully you had a great Wednesday wherever you are. And we absolutely did, making the most of every single day at the moment, which is great. Do feel that August time is a lull for a lot of agents, and they go on holiday or they kind of take it easy a little bit. And I think the more that we can work and outshine our competition, hopefully the more business we can pick up in the meantime. So I'll keep you guys updated there as well. A lot of updates today. Anyway, have a great rest of your day. I will be back with another update tomorrow, and I hope you're enjoying our music at the moment.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.